legitimate foundation for ethics, there has to be truth there somewhere. And since there is no truth, then the truth is, and Hitler said, economics is what we say it is.
Must not.
And truth is assembly. And we'll see and get more into next time why that is. Because all of this stuff that's going on now has foundations in philosophy. And most specifically, the philosophy professors in the universities teaching kids who go out to get jobs, they rise up through the ranks, they become HR managers to decide who gets the jobs of people who think like they do. The HR manager is the most powerful position in the corporate office today, especially the big ones, because they decide who the thinkers are that are going to come in and run this company. And even upper level management has to go through HR. And it's just it's one of the power centers in large corporations. So little by little, we get rid of the ones who don't think right, and little by little, we bring in the ones who we do. And that's it's been a long-term commitment.
And the consequence of that is becoming an island and being kind of your own separate. And you got all these other thought processes around you that think differently. So
yes. And since they're conflicting, one or the other's got to go.
And that's when you end up in the Walmart syndrome where they do rah-rah things in the morning to get you pumped up to make you think that they're a good company. Mm-hmm. And that all the other stuff that goes on is your imagination.
Yes. Dualism. This is where it starts to get juicy. So dualism, that's of course by some people that take that materialistic worldview to its logical conclusion. Steven Pinker of MIT, no evidence would be sufficient to create a change in the mind that is not a commitment to evidence, but a commitment to naturalism. Because there are no alternatives, we would have to accept natural selection as the explanation of life on this planet, even if there were no evidence for it. This is a professor at one of the top universities in the country. And he's a philosophy professor. Yes. It's unimaginable. Why? But see, if there's nothing outside the box, if at the core of your being, you know there's nothing outside the box, which is a pretty far down this road to come to this, to be able to say something like this in public. It's in his book. Which, how the mind works in the materialistic universe, there is no mind. There's no soul. So he's writing a book on what doesn't exist.
It becomes contradictory. Am I out in left field, or is this an oxymoron?
Well, to us, to him, this is reality. This is the real world that they live on.
Okay.
And this is also the power of presuppositions. It has the power to dictate to us, and it's even, and we'll get further down into it, it either becomes a place of stability or insanity. Living contradictions. Kansas State University, even if all the data points to an intelligent designer, such a hypothesis is excluded from science because it is not naturalistic. There's nothing outside the box. There can't be an intelligent designer. There is no intelligent designer. So anybody who's talking like that is already... this is part of the Soviet Gulag archipelago. Mm-hmm. To re-educate people who don't think like that. Particularly Christians. The nonconformists got sent to Siberia for re-education.
They did.
And this is what our university. Now look at the date. This is 1999. So these are kind of going to go backwards. Richard Lawton is he's a scientist that writes, "We take the side of science in spite of the patent absurdity of some of its constructs, in spite of the tolerance of the scientific community to unsubstantiated just-so stories, because we have a prior commitment, a commitment to materialism. There is nothing outside the box. Moreover, that materialism is an absolute, for we cannot allow the divine foot in the door." We can't allow it.
No wonder I was confused in college.
And what is the word again? Patent what?
What's that?
In the previous slide has he says patent.
Patent absurdity.
Absurdity. Mm-hmm. Which reminds me of how so much of the world considers the Bible or Christian thought.
Well, there's nothing outside the box. So the Bible talks about miracles, so it's obviously wrong because miracles are impossible.
Yeah.